As the legislature's conference committee hashes out the state's operating budget for the upcoming fiscal year, the University of Alaska is standing by, waiting to see just how large the fiscal dent will be. APRN's Josh Edge reports.
Depending on legislative action, the University of Alaska will face between a $50 million and $75 million budget shortfall this year. That leads to one commonly asked question of UA President Jim Johnson. Is there more that you can cut?
Of course there's more that could be cut. At the same time, every single program, every degree, every single service that we provide meets a need to some extent, number one. And number two, there's a constituency for it. We didn't make up these programs.
So far, nearly 60 academic programs are on track for elimination, with another 24 under consideration. And as the university whittles down academic programs and other services, jobs are affected as well. 130 positions have been cut through layoffs or attrition, and almost 170 more are impacted by furloughs. Depending on the legislature's funding decisions, those numbers could grow substantially. And Johnson says with each staff reduction comes a direct economic impact extending beyond the university.
But there's a trade-off with every single one of them. You can say, cut the bureaucracy. Okay, well, what does that mean? That's, pick a number, 200 people who are not going to be shopping at Fred Meyer's anymore, or Safeway, or wherever. They're not going to buy cars at Kendall's anymore or wherever. They're going to leave the state, whatever it might be. It has a major economic impact.
Johnson says if the cuts are more gradual, the university should be able to take a more measured approach to its reductions. But if the cuts skew toward the higher end of the spectrum, Johnson says that might not be the case.
We wouldn't have the luxury of the time to consciously, carefully weigh these trade-offs. We would simply have to make some decisions, tough decisions, very quickly in order to hit these numbers in the coming fiscal year, with some serious impact, certainly, on our ability to serve the state's needs.
Aside from operating budget cuts, Johnson says he's not optimistic about the funding situation in the capital budget. The Board of Regents asked for nearly $35 million to complete construction of UAF's engineering building. Governor Bill Walker, however, did not include funding for the project in his proposed capital budget. The partially built engineering building currently costs the university $1.4 million per year to maintain. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.